TH, regarding Pirate Bay. One reason I'm bringing up this Pirate Bay issue is that it tells me certain things that I find very interesting. One thing is, probably the most interesting, the behavior of the big brother country over there in the east. Oh, sorry, in the west. Because it apparently came up to government level where the US government started to make heavy pressure on the Swedish government to stop this Pirate Bay website. And the Swedish government couldn't find legal rights to do that. Whereby the other government, which was directly working with the multi-billion dollar industry, music industry and film industry over there, which, well, I guess have their lobbyists just as everyone else has in the political spheres today, the leadership spheres. You got to stop those idiot Swedes. We're losing billions and billions because of them. Well, you know, they have their own country and we can't force them. Well, do whatever it takes. So they got heavy and they started, as far as I understand, at least this is what we find regularly used. You know, if you don't do this that we tell you to do, then there will be repercussions. It won't be nice for you. We have our ways. You know, and they are talking sanctions, this and that. You know, they can make trouble for you. That little country over there on the other side of the planet, you just look out. Don't mess with us. Because that's, you know, how the big brother over there is. Or has been and is still trying to be, although it's not so strong anymore, really. It's getting weaker and weaker and something is going on. Too much drugs or whatever. Comfort. And, you know, if you're a bully, you're going to become less and less popular with the people around you. And at one point they may say, here, but no further. Sorry, you know, but you are not the empire of the world, although you have recently started to call you the American Empire or the U.S. Empire. Well, we don't know what you are emperor of, Mr. Leader there, but not over us. And when that cowboy over there flexes the muscles again, then the others are now, one after another, or together actually, turning their backs. And they're often from, you know, the global south, more culture people. So I don't think they do an up yours finger. But they just tap their head, looking at them, saying, you know, you have a problem, maybe not saying, but with gestures and faces indicating that, and then minding their own business together. And the big guy can stand over there, flexing the muscles as much as he likes. And maybe, you know, send some of his soldiers, the you know, his guys. Hitmen, whatever, out to get you and show you who's in charge. But then, you know, every mafia leader has had his golden days and then his fall. So, you know, history repeats itself pretty well, and yeah. But this case that we pay about, I would say it shows how they act and can get on a government for such a small thing and threatened with sanctions for a file sharing website. What would they then not be ready to do if they wanted some important natural resources from your country that you won't give them? Or if you don't play along with them on that, on the higher level, if your buddy is with the wrong people, the bad guys over there, then you're also a bad guy and we were going to show you. You know, it can get dirty and scary when it gets up to enough high level where we are now. You know, there are fires flaming up here and there, lit by those there in the West, as if they're in panic. All at once, before this Mr. Trump comes into power, new emperor who's going to change everything, maybe, or maybe not, but, you know. And, you know, if all you got is hot air and nuclear bombs, then yeah, it can get dangerous. And of course, a lot of cocaine and pills of all kinds and whatever. And money. Maybe not so much money even anymore. So, the future will tell. God bless us all. Hare Krishna. Nishinga de Bhagavan ki jai.